Welcome to Thinks Out Loud, internet marketing expertise your business needs. I'm Tim Peter.
Well, hello again, everybody, and welcome back to Thinks Out Loud, your source for all the digital marketing expertise your business needs. My name is Tim Peter. Today is Wednesday, July 29th, 2015. I am so thrilled to have you here, as ever. It is always good to have you tune in, and I very much appreciate it. I think we've got a really, really good show. This one's going to be a little bit different than some of the others because I don't have tons of links in the show notes. I don't have tons of things to direct you to. Instead, I kind of want to talk more broadly about your digital strategy and where it comes from and why it matters. Because one of the questions that comes up again and again and again in digital is sort of a two-parter. The first is your brand screwed? We live in an era of disruption. We live in an era when new businesses and new business models seem to emerge on an almost daily basis. And the corollary question is not, is your brand screwed, but is your business screwed? Is your whole industry screwed? Is something going to come along that is so disruptive that just absolutely takes you out of the game? And I was particularly reminded of this past week because there's a piece on Motherboard, which is a site owned by Vice, that reports a new Department of Energy study says that driverless taxis could already be cheaper than cabs. That in fact, businesses like taxis, owning a taxi as they exist today, could already be pressured by technologies that, while they may seem like science fiction, are pretty close to here. You know, we're not too far away, realistically. And it sure feels like we're seeing that across industry after industry after industry. You know, you've got Airbnb and Uber, you've got Amazon and Alibaba and e-commerce, you've got obviously the AgFam folks, Apple and Google and Facebook. You know, in real estate, we have people like Zillow and Redfin. Even in manufacturing, you have things like 3D printing potentially emerging to completely upend the business that you're in today. I always think about manufacturing and the pressures it's likely to be under in the future. When I think about the fact that recently NASA and the European Space Agency 3D printed a wrench for the International Space Station. So they didn't have to put the wrench in a ship and send it up in a ship. They simply, you know, messaged the plans up using whatever NASA's version of Facebook or WhatsApp is or Twitter or what have you. And when the plans got there, the astronauts were able to then simply feed them into their 3D printer and print out the wrench that they needed. And I don't mean to laugh because clearly, there's nothing funny about that if your business is the one that is threatened, if your business that is the one that's challenged. You know, if you'll pardon the pun, things like this could seriously throw a wrench into all of our plans, could seriously hurt us all. So it really is worth looking at. Is your brand really in big trouble? And is your business really in big trouble? And the answer is, well, of course it is. But that's always been true. There have always been people trying to take your business away from you. And the way that you respond, the way that you make that not a problem, is twofold. One, you have a good strategy, and two, you execute effectively on that strategy. Now, I don't want to talk about execution today. I don't want to diminish execution. I don't want to diminish execution at all. bad execution of the best strategy in the world will still cause you to fail. But execution is very much about the details, and in a 12 to 15 to 18 minute podcast episode, we can only get so deep into that. At the same time, strategy is pretty important too. Making sure you have the right strategy is obviously critically important. And while I don't want to give it short shrift, you can talk about it in terms of how you approach it. And there's really a very simple framework that I have used for years in terms of how you can have the right business strategy and the right digital strategy. Now, I think it's the job of your digital strategy to connect digital to all you do and connect all you do to digital. So particularly when we live in a world where you're under these competitive pressures and when there are these disruptive influences coming into the marketplace, I don't think there's as much distinction between your digital strategy and your business strategy as there might have been once upon a time. A good business strategy must be thinking about how you can use digital to extend its reach, to extend its effectiveness, to lower its costs, and to drive execution more effectively. By the same token, a digital strategy that is not well aligned with your overall business objectives, much like we were talking about with execution a moment ago, is simply going to fail. So you want to make sure these are very tightly aligned. But to do this, it's really fairly straightforward. I don't want to undermine it. I don't want to say it's not work. But you need to first think about where it is you want to be. What are your goals and objectives for the company? Where is it that you want the company to end up? You need to think in terms of the time frames for the company. Where do you need to be in the short term? Where do you need to be in the medium term? Where do you need to be in the long term? Now, once upon a time, those might have been 1 year, 3 year, 10 year. These days, I think it's more like 6 months, 12 months, 24 months. You know, depending on what you do and where you are, you know, maybe it's 1 year, 3 year, 5 year, but you don't see the number of 5 year plans you once did because the world changes so quickly. I know I've referenced this Bill Gates quote before, but he has said, "We always overestimate the change we will see in the next 2 years and always underestimate the change we will see in the next 10. So it's important to say, okay, let's look at a rolling 24 months. Let's look at a rolling 36 months and where we want to be, what we expect to have happen. But don't assume that what you want for 60 months down the road, for 5 years down the road, is necessarily going to come to pass precisely as you're looking at it today. Then within that, once you've envisioned where you want to be, you need to assess your current state. And you really want to do it in four key areas. What's the current state with your customers? What's the current state of your capabilities? What's the current state of your culture? And what's the current state of your competitors? You want to look at all of those and be very honest in terms of your strengths and your weaknesses. Because as you assess your current state, one of the things you're going to look at very carefully is not just where you are, but in each of those areas, what are the barriers to progress? What stops you from moving boldly in the direction of your vision? What is it that is preventing you? What are the walls? What are the barriers to progress that prevent you from achieving those objectives and goals that you talk about in your vision in the short term, in the medium term, and in the long term? And then as you look at that, you have to assess how you can address those. And there's really four options. One, you can simply disregard them. You can say, you know what, it's either low risk enough or low impact enough that yes, it might be a barrier if it in fact rears its ugly head. or because it's low impact, even if it's a higher risk that it might occur, it's not going to stop us. So you can just choose to ignore it when, in fact, it is low risk, low impact, or both. Alternately, you can say, how do we change that? How do we tear down that wall? How do we break down that barrier? You can say, how can we go around it? How can we, you know, partner with others who don't have those challenges? How can we buy something that enables us to actually hurdle that challenge? Or in some cases, like regulations that may exist or things like that, you may simply have to accept it and say, okay, given that constraint, what is it that we're going to do for our business? How is it we're going to approach that? And then once you've got the good vision of where it is you want to go with your company, and you understand the current state of your customers, your capabilities, your culture, and your competitors, and you've done a good job of assessing those barriers to progress and whether you can ignore them, change them, go around them, or accept them, that then provides you the building blocks to put together the right plan to say, this is how we are going to move forward to get to that envisioned end state. So that's the real key to it. Once you've done that, it becomes a matter of defining the meaningful and the segmented and the predictive metrics for each step in your success funnel. What are the things that you're trying to accomplish? And then set targets for each of those. Then analyze and benchmark your current performance in each step against those target success metrics so that you can identify any leaks in the funnel, any leaks in the pipeline, any, you know, weak spots in the path. And from that, you can establish your reporting schedule and the accountabilities that exist in that. Who's accountable for making sure you hit those metrics in each of the areas you have identified? Who is it that you're going to hold accountable? And has everyone agreed to those accountabilities? And when I say agreed, I don't mean buy-in. I actually don't like the word buy-in. I prefer the word ownership. Do people own those accountabilities and say, yes, I'm going to make that happen? And then that permits you to go ahead and as you evaluate where you are along the way, make course corrections that lead you towards the end state you're shooting for. And if you do all of those well, if you're continually evaluating both yourself, your customers, your capabilities, your culture, and your competitors in an honest and frank way in terms of your true strengths and your true weaknesses, and evaluating how strong you are in those areas and how weak you are in those areas, truly. And looking at those barriers that impede your progress and how you can ignore them when they're low risk, low impact, or both, change them, go around them, or accept them, and set up the right metrics to ensure that you're actually tracking your progress towards the path, towards the end state. That's how you're going to compete in a world where the things are changing around you all the time, because they allow you to really anticipate, analyze, and adapt to the changes in the marketplace in such a way and in such a focused way that you're always moving towards your desired goal. And then if you do that well, you know, maybe parts of your industry will be screwed, but your business surely won't be. You'll be in a position to survive and thrive regardless of the changes in the marketplace. Now, looking at the clock on the wall, we are out of time for this week. But as ever, I really want to thank you for tuning in. I do so much appreciate it. I want to remind you, you can subscribe to this podcast so that you can get all the episodes by going to timpeter.com/podcast and clicking on the subscribe link in any of the episodes you find there. You will also find the show notes for this episode there. You can also subscribe in Stitcher Radio or iTunes or whatever your favorite podcatcher happens to be. just by doing a search for Tim Peter Thinks, Tim Peter Thinks Out Loud, or plain old Thinks Out Loud. We should show up for any of those. You can also find us on Facebook at facebook.com/TimPeterAssociates. And as ever, you can email me by sending an email to podcast@timpeter.com. Again, that is podcast@timpeter.com. Go ahead and send any comments or questions or complaints or concerns or whatever happens to be top of mind with you this week. I would love to hear from you. I always do appreciate it when you do send me an email. With that, I hope you enjoy the rest of your week. I hope you have a spectacular weekend and a great week ahead. And we'll look forward to seeing you right back here on Thinks Out Loud next week. Until then, take care, everybody.